Now, whatever, Marc Maron.
Wow, that was a good one.
Thank you, man.
Stay up late at night writing these, right?
No, I did this right before. I do them right now.
You just made that one up right at the moment.
I don't have time.
So Jeff DiCarlo is still in the studio. Is going to hang out until I give him a ride home. I felt bad about snapping a little bit because as a progressive, we all have an inner Jeff DiCarlo, an inner I don't want to use the word hippie negatively. But I don't know. You seem to have found a way for yourself to.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been, in addition, I actually haven't practiced law in 18 years. I've been a professional camp counselor.
What does that mean? How do you become a professional camp counselor?
Well, I've been doing it for 16 years. And in my book, if you've been doing something for over 10 years, then you're a professional at it. So.
Okay. All right. So you're just going to hang out. Maybe we'll move you to the green room. I don't know if there's a good idea. Yeah, this is what I do when I feel bad about something. I'm like, you know what? I think you're a little weird, but I want you to hang out because I want us to, connect as people. Do you understand?
Right.
And you're a BioWave special. What is it?
I'm a BioWave analyst.
So what does that mean?
What that means is I hook up clients to a meter, and it tests how much stress. And the BioWaves are related to the stress and...
Okay.
The terminology, I think, would be lost in you. Frankly, I can sense some cynicism in it.
All right, we'll just hang out. So, Jim, now, what are you festering about? You seem like you've got a bit on your mind today, so what do you say we spin the wheel of anger?
Sure.
All right, do it up. Hit the wheel. And here it goes. We're spinning the wheel of anger. There it is. And it lands on time.
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 That's right, yeah, time.
That's a little broad, Jim. Time?
Oh, just wait until I get to it, you schmuck.
All right, go.
All right. Here we go. Dave, I told you a few weeks ago about that man who led his two daughters to the edge of Echo Park Lake and did something unthinkable.
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't throw his kids in the lake and run. That might have at least scared some of the pigeons away. No, he released two innocent turtles into the water. And this week I saw one of those turtles. He was floating upside down in the lake. The other one is probably wrapped in a corn husk with peppers and a touch of cilantro and about to be sold as a tamale at the nearby burrito stand. And you ask... What has all this got to do with time?
Uh-huh.
Well, here's what it's got to do with time. Shut your pie hole.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut your pie hole. Because according to the Washington Post, Americans are spending more and more time commuting to work. Hey, thanks for the newsflash. Gosh, who would have thought that a nation of fat, self-indulgent slobs whose babies come out looking like Raymond Burr and expecting Land Cruisers for their sweet 16, whatever, clog up the highways? This one guy drives a total of 7 hours a day to and from his job, Mark.
Yeah.
He leaves before sunrise and comes back when it's dark. Mm-hmm. He never sees the sun. That's like a bad episode of The Twilight Zone. But are we any different?
I would hope so.
Shut up. Today I wasted 2 hours waiting to see the doctor who only spent 5 minutes with me and left by saying, "Have a nice day, Mrs. O'Flanagan." Well, you know what? I'm not Irish or married. But at least my vaginal dryness cleared up. My point is this. Our country is based on wasting time, keeping the average person so mired in long lines, waiting for service, commuting to work, and spending the best days of their lives working for their boss's pension. That's the American way. We're a spineless nation of indentured servants, slaving all day in our cubicles for a crappy company, on the off chance we might someday end up with enough money to pay a doctor to kill us. Why can't we be more like the Dutch?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about wearing stupid wooden shoes and turning in all the Jews. I'm talking about allowing people to enjoy their lives. Fred, citizens of Amsterdam. Citizens of Amsterdam rioted in the streets when the city proposed increasing the workday by 2 hours. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Yeah. You see, they actually care about their lives.
Okay.
Enough to actually take action to improve it while they're still living. Holland has wonderful health care, decent work hours, and long vacation times. The only time we get to take off work is when Al-Qaeda attacks us or when our kids shoots up a school. That poor turtle ran out of time the second that putz decided he couldn't take the trouble to figure out you don't put turtles in the same water. People are chucking pork rinds, half-eaten corn cobs, and used condoms. I mean, the surface of that water is so dirty it's got graffiti on it. My point is this. Unless we start acting like the Dutch, this country is going to... be one giant turtle floating upside down in some crap-ridden lake right next to a fat kid throwing up a hula cooler. Time is important, Mike.
It's Mark.
shut up! For like the great Adam West once said to the Riddler, what is time? Four letters, a noun, yesterday's laughter, tomorrow's tears. Oh, and Alfred is gay. You know what? I don't even have enough time to finish this.
What are you doing? Where are you going? What's happening?
Now you see,
what?
Mark, how angry he is? He's not productive. He's leaving. And his aggression, the bio waves were affected by his voice. My bio waves are in chaos. So are all your listeners, I'm sure.
How come I'm laughing? You see, it's weird. I respond when things get chaotic. Jeff DiCarlo, a bio wave engineer, tax analyst. I get uncomfortable and I start laughing. Is that the wrong interpretation of something like that?
I think so. Now, if I had my way, you guys would each be issued hug bucks, and you would make up for it by, you know, just some human contact.
Oh, that makes me uncomfortable.
Well, then maybe that means you need to run into that fear.
I guess so, but even when people, like, touch me sometimes, like if they pat me on the back or something, like, oh, it's a little creepy, but isn't that, maybe you're right. Maybe I do have to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I write this stuff off?
Absolutely. But join the alliance.
But if I wrote off all those things that, I'm going to have to start doing, like, I could write off the cabbage I ate today. I could write off everything that I've done to make myself feel better and more productive person.
Exactly.
That's tremendous.
I actually, I don't know if you remember what Biore strips are, but I used to write those off.
So we're going to see if the IRS comes after you. I mean, is that...
Well, I'm willing. You know, this is something, a cause that I believe passionately in. And if they, you know, don't want to write off my devil sticks or my rubber clogs, then they're going to have to come get me.
Yeah, well,
and
maybe,
you know what?
What?
You laugh now, but right. I will be an inspiration. They'll probably put me on a stamp before too long.
So if they come get you, I guess in a few weeks you're going to be at camp, right?
You're making a joke about my being a professional camp counselor. I would be standing up for my beliefs.
Okay, all right. What, Bill? What?
Hey, Mark, I got a call on 93. You want to take it now?
This is crazy, man. What is going on with this show today? Yes, I'll take the call. What? Hello?
Mark, back to me, Jim.
What are you doing? Are you coming back?
Did I leave too early on that one?
I'm sitting here talking to Jeff DiCarlo, who's like, thank God he's here waiting for a ride, or I would have nobody to talk to. I mean, I don't understand. What am I supposed to do?
What's a hug bug?
Hug bucks.
What is
hug
a hug bucks. Buck? Oh, hug bucks are okay.
It's like a coupon redeemable for one hug.
So this
never
is,
mind that.
So Mark, Jim, you had plenty of time left. What's the deal?
I just didn't feel you'd give me enough time to actually really talk about something important. Sometimes I feel like the show just accentuates the trivial at the expense of important issues, you know?
You guys are doing good work. This is great.
Thank you, Jeff. This is a complete surprise to me, Jim. I mean, I never knew you felt this way. I mean, if it's really that important to you, why don't you just go ahead and finish up what you were saying right now? I just never know when you're done or when you're still talking.
Yeah,
just finish it.
You really mean that?
No, I don't. I don't mean it.
Okay. Well,
what's the matter, Jim?
I need you. I want you guys to hug the next time you see each other. I'm instituting an aggression tax.
Well,
right,
I mean,
now.
Is he coming back in or what? When we come back, more on that old guy who was arrested for giving door-to-door breast exams.
And now back to a man who's genetically tied to chronic fatigue syndrome.
I'm just
Mark Maron.
I'm just happy you're back, Jim.
Yeah.
That was you stormed out.
Uh-huh.
You were snappy with me.
Sorry, man. You know,
I don't know. If Jeff DiCarlo hadn't remained in the studio because he needs a ride, it would have been awkward. He kind of helped me through that. I'm glad you're still here.
You know, you guys actually did some pretty good work there.
Thanks. Right. People have been talking about, our problems. A lot of our listeners are concerned about the anger and the fighting on the air.
Well, I heard the other night that somebody commented on the music feud that you're having.
Yeah. That a lot of people don't know if it's real or if it's not real, and
I see it as just a discussion, an honest disagreement. You have some views that are really outrageous and out there.
That's okay with me.
I accept
that. Do you see what he just did?
That's antagonistic. Yes.
Do you see what he just did? He was antagonizing me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my views are the open mind. Can we let Eddie? We've got a reporter here, and we'll deal with this since Jeff's here.
Fine.
And I got to drive him home.
Fine.
We'll do that. since we live here in California, we here at the Mark Maron Show think it's important to have a man out there on the beat, a reporter. Eddie Pepitone is that man. He gets out there, he gets a story, and then he gets it back to us. Eddie, what have you got for us today?
By the way, why is there a guy doing Pilates next to me here?
He was a guest earlier.
Don't drink the brown coffee. What are we, in Woodstock? Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, Mark, this week I'm covering a story that Mick Jagger is on an ABC pilot, okay? Rock stars are now taking jobs away from actors. You know I act, Mark. You know I do.
I do.
And I only get to read for man on the side of the stage who is being ignored. So what's next? Roger Daltrey on Lost? Oh, hey, what are you doing here, sir? I'm looking for Pete Townsend. Or how about Bob Dylan on that freaking show 24?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack Bauer, did you know Bob Dylan's dating your daughter? What? Bob Dylan's dating my daughter? Or Bob Weir is the wacky plumber on Yes, Dear?
He is?
I don't need this anymore. I can't get a job. Yorma Kakoni of Hot Tuna is now somebody on Invasion. Who needs this? Give actors jobs, for Christ's sake, Mark.
All right.
I can't believe this.
Just go
Grace Slick.
Settle down.
Yes,
can he just settle down?
Leave me alone. Why you throw me out?
Why the hell?
Leave you throw me out.
The producer Bill Kohler had to walk him out. What is going on in here today?
No, Mark.
What?
You foster an environment of anger, and this is the second person who's walked out, and I'm no expert, but I would not call that a productive work environment.
I agree.
Just shut up.
Okay, shut. Let's.
What?
Those kind of words hurt. They hurt your coworker. They hurt me. Now, I'm sorry to do this, but at the very least, I'm going to have to ask you to buy me some soy milk on the way home.
All right.
Mine curdled. I left it in my backpack. It was in a Nalgene bottle.
I'll get you some backpack. I don't even know what story Eddie Pepitone was covering. Did you?
I couldn't make sense of it. That doesn't matter, Mark. You shouldn't react with so much anger. That's all. I agree.
Well, if I repress my anger like you and just do this cagey kind of like passive aggressive thing that occasionally blurts out of you at. At least I'm right on the surface here. You know where I stand. I'm telling you what I feel. I don't play with your feelings.
You need to have your aura colored and then send those negative feelings down the ground.
Did you hear what he just said? He's making fun of your profession.
He is. But you know what?
What?
If that's what he needs to do right now, I see that as a cry for help. I mean,
exactly. Cry for help. Look at Jim cry.
Listen, I've been a consultant at Camp Winter Rainbow for the past 4 years, which is one of the most prestigious alternative summer camps.
Uh-huh.
In that part of Northern California.
How old are the kids?
Hmm?
How old are the kids at the camp?
I've been working with the same group for a while, so these kids are all in their 30s. But
come on.
I've been making some amazing progress.
What is that? When they're in their 30s, isn't that like a community, like some sort of recovery community? What the hell is that?
No. There's no 12-stepping.
All right. Okay. All right, so now I think that, are you familiar with the word pain sponge? Do you know the word pain sponge?
I don't know the word pain sponge.
You should put that in your vocabulary, because I think Jim is a bona fide pain sponge.
Wait a minute. I'm the one who coined that phrase.
I know.
Now you're using it on me.
Exactly. How's that feel?
I feel violated for one thing.
Wow.
Can I say that?
Yeah, sure you
Absolutely.
Can. Absolutely. So now we're getting somewhere. So you just feel violated because I used your word.
Yes, and I feel like you don't listen to me.
Is that true?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like...
All right, look,
man, this is really getting serious.
I know.
Using a lot of I feel statements. That's great. And by the way, for pain, Epsom salt, it's about $3 to $4. You buy it in bulk. That's a big write-off by the end of the year.
What are you, an idiot? What the hell is that?
Excuse me.
This is completely worthless. That is the stupidest thing. Epsom salts for feelings? What the kind
Tension
of crap is
feelings?
That?
Absolutely. That kind of crap, it's ancient crap. That's what it is. It's ancient crap.
Ancient?
This goes back, yes.
You're living with 30-year-old guys in some camp in Marin County, and you're telling me about pain?
That's right. I can write off Epsom salt. Listen,
so
I write off my scabies medication. I write off...
It's so good when he points it somewhere else. That's hilarious, man. I'm sorry, Jeff. You didn't really expect this, did you?
No. I thought I was going to be here for a reasoned discourse. I thought I'd find some progressive thinkers that were aligned with me, and that I could get the word out about my network.
I know. The taxing, that's cool. We'll get something to eat later. You know, Bill Kohler's got a little box full of teriyaki tofu out there, if you're interested in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could probably have a few slabs of that. Is that okay with you, Bill? You all right with that? You got some left? Man, I'm surrounded by hippies, you know?
I got, you know, yeah. I'll tell you honestly, right there when you were taking that out on him, that was hilarious to me. So if you think I don't listen to
it's
you.
It's just honest feelings. That's all. There's nothing wrong with right. honest feelings. But, I think he'll attest
But
to
let's
that.
Finish this up, though. If you feel like I don't listen to you, which I do listen to you, it's just sometimes I'm not clear as to when you're done. Do you understand? Maybe when you say something or if I'm not appreciating your timing, you should say it and then go, finished.
You should not fear what? Empty space. Michelangelo said that.
Do you know what? Let me just hip you to something. Radio.
Yes. Bob and Ray.
Right there. Too much empty space for me to deal with. I felt like I was falling down a hole.
That was a Bob and Ray moment right there.
I know, but how many times can you do that? I literally felt like I was falling. I felt like I needed Jeff to
Those
throw
are your feelings. Those are your anxieties, right? Am I right?
That's right. They're his. They're his and his alone.
You hurt his feelings. Why even like letting him? You know, why even siding with him at this point? Did you?
Honestly, I'm not sure if you will give me a ride home. So I need to play both sides.
All right. Well, let's talk about. All right. So are we okay? Are we cool?
I'm fine. I've always been fine. Don't worry about
that
me.
That is
man.
Such crap. See, this is.
I'm here on the Jim Earl boat.
You do this thing where you're like, I'm okay. None of this stuff bothers me. But I know it bothers you, and you go home and make your girlfriend cry. I know what's going on. I know that you do that.
You know, you asked me if I was familiar with the term pain sponge, and I want to ask you if you guys are both familiar with the term, and it's called hang up your hang-ups.
Hmm.
Are you familiar with that? See, now we got some laughter, right? That's great. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Has anyone forgotten laughter?
Yeah, see, that's... The Led Zeppelin.
Does anyone remember laughter? Do you like Led Zeppelin, man?
I do.
Ah, ha. But it's not a matter of whether or not they're better than the Beatles or not. They have to be accepted and integrated into the history of rock and roll as part of the rock pantheon, yes?
Yes, and they are better than the Beatles.
Nice leading question.
He just said they were better than the Beatles. I want you to point your weird pain sponge throwing at that guy.
That's all right. You know, he's allowed to have his opinion. That's something that, you know, we're all allowed to have our opinions.
Cool. So tomorrow, Earth Day, what do you got going, Jeff? Do you got a thing? Do you go up to the camp?
I'm
going to
take the kids out. We're going to...
They're 30 years old.
We're gonna make some collages out of recycled papers, magazines.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. We take the kids out. Actually, two of the kids have custody of their kids, so there's actually going to be some little ones running around. It's going to be a good time.
How long do you think you're going to be able to pull off those dreadlocks, dude?
Mm-hmm.
The dreadlocks. I mean.
Well, actually, you know what? This is funny. One just fell off on the way in here. And I actually sell them as lanyards and
keychains. At the camp?
Hmm?
At the camp?
No, not at the camp. But just, you know, if you wanted one, here, let me...
I don't want... Oh, man. Okay. I'm definitely going to give you a ride home now since you gave me one of your dirty lumps of hair. All right. What, is there someone... What,
Mark,
Bill?
Marco got another call.
Oh,
taking that?
Yes. Right. Who is it?
Mark! It's Pepitone. Look, how about Van Morrison is host of Wheel of Fortune if you want rock stars on television, huh? Van Morrison. Oh, and sometimes he doesn't feel like hosting a thing. Or how about Dylan? How about Bob Dylan on How I Met Your Mother? Look who met your mother. It's Bob Dylan.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. That was it? He just hung up?
VU meter. What, is that good for the audio?
You know what he's talking about is that Mick Jagger is supposed to be part of a television show. Isn't that how this all started? They're going to build a show around Mick Jagger, and then we digress. This has been an incredible show, and tomorrow is Earth Day, and I think we should all just be going out there and doing something. You're doing your part, Jeff DiCarlo. I think, you know, from here on out, though, after this segment, maybe you wait in the green room, because I don't know what you're wearing. It's a weird mixture of patchouli and foot smell. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
And what?
You know what? Those words are like daggers, and it's like, a good thing that I'm in a place where I know that you don't mean it.
It's not a matter of meaning it. I like patchouli, but I don't know what that other thing is in there.
Well, guess what patchouli does? It saves water, because I haven't bathed in over a month. And so you guys talk a big game about... now, see, I'm getting angry. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I love it.
Listen here.
Yeah.
There's a dollar.
Thank God. You're giving me a dollar?
Well, I got angry, so I taxed myself $1.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. And that should buy maybe a half a cup of gas at the current price.
Maybe some Epsom salts,
Where am I driving you, by the way?
Hmm?
Where do you live? Where am I driving you?
I live in Lompoc.
Lompoc? That's far, isn't it?
That's like, what is that, Long Island?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, Jeff DiCarlo, I'm kicking you out. Just pretend. You just go hang out there and get some of Bill's teriyaki.
You can meet my parents. I still live with them. Okay, great.
All right. We'll be back in a second.